similar to start and stop. So we're in the main category of Yisurim, trying to understand Yisurim and being able to makabel Yisurim ba'ava. In order to do that, we said we need to come to terms and grapple and deal with this sugya, and we justified why we're learning this at quite length yesterday. The sugya of tzadik v'ra'lo. Yep. And we said we're gonna deal with it, and we're gonna enter the sugya and try and understand as much as we can. Obviously there's depths here that we can't understand, but we need to take time out and really make a real deep understanding of this sugya, because if we don't, we're gonna always have problems in our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why don't you close the door, please? Yeshua, thank you. We're always going to be lacking in our ability to have a real meaningful relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I think we're on Reish Lamed Tes, yeah? No one got a sefer yet? I'm the only one with a sefer. Who's going to help me translate?
I have it right. Here we go.
Yeah, we're nearly finished. I'm not going to be sitting. Okay. Well, if you hadn't learned the Sefer, let me tell you something, okay? I'll give you a few bit of advice. It's worth learning the Sefer a good few times, okay? With any hope of surviving this generation, the Sefer is critically important. I cannot imagine anything more important. That's why we even take time out of Gemara Seder to learn the Sefer in the middle of Seder. It wasn't a small decision. This is mamash pekuach nefesh, in every sense of the word. You can even learn this on Shabbos. Pekuach nefesh. Be'emes Amru, ki shayla zu hi shayla sa shayla shel abriya. Hashayla novat mikach shekol bal seichel. This question comes and flows from a fact that any bal seichel, kol adaini shakur b'tayvus behemius, as long as he's not immersed in his animalistic lusts, yodeya be'adiyah brura, he knows clearly. He knows that there's a creator and a controller and organizer of the world, who made, makes, and will make everything that ever happened. The first is the Ani Ma'amin. Yeah, that's the beginning of life. Starts with the Kabbalah of Malchus Shamayim, that I know Ani Ma'amin Be'emuna Shleima She'Boiris Baruch Shvoi V'Boiro Manig L'Kol Abruim V'Hu Levadoi Also Oisev V'Yaseh Kol Ma'asim. Yeah. That you have to know by heart, and that's something you have to walk around with you all day, every day. That's the basis of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. So anybody who hasn't got, you know, totally immersed in Times Square knows that there's a Boira who created the world and is Yaseh, Yaseh, Asa, Oseh, Yaseh, Lekol Amasim. Yeah? Rabbi Chanan says the greatest miracle. What's the biggest miracle in the world? If I would ask you, what's the greatest miracle in the world? What would you say? Huh? That a person can deny the existence of a creative universe. This is the biggest miracle there is. That a person can deny the creation of it. He says, all you have to do is stop being stupid and it's possible. He asks a very simple kasha. How can you demand from a 12-year-old Jewish girl and a 13-year-old Jewish boy to know that God created the world when Aristotle couldn't work it out? What do you want from some poor little Jewish kid? What do you want from me? The greatest brilliant thinkers in the world, yeah? Aristotle met Yirmiyahu Novi. Yeah? And he couldn't get it right. So what do you want from me? So Rukhon has a whole essay there in back to the Kovitz, in the Kovitz Mamorim. Go have a look there. And he says there that all a person has to do is stop being stupid, and it's poshut that there's a creator. And if you're having doubts as to whether there's a creator universe or not, just check out, you know, reality check. That's all. Just check out how stupid you've been. He says it's a miracle. It's an open miracle that there's an ability in the Bria to deny the existence of a creator. If I were to tell you that this thing made itself, you'd tell me I'm nuts, right? No one's sticking around here too long. I'll get up a schmooze and I'll prove to you this thing made itself. I want you to know, God, our new religion is based on the fact that this made itself, right? No one made this. Yeah, you'd call the guys in the white coat, they'd take me away, right? And I'm completely insane. And yet you're quite happy to understand that the R made itself. Even Darwin said that the biggest proof that his theory was wrong was that the eye could never have made itself. The eye could not have evolved. Darwin himself said that, and then he left it aside and went on with his, what did he call it, Taivus Bahelios. And that's really the Nakuda. What gets in the way, you know, you ever do Kiruv? You prove to the guy the Torah is true, right? And you never see him again. Why not? There's nothing wrong. Taivus Bahelios. Okay, very important to remember that that's what gets in the way.
Some people stop because they say, if I keep
If I keep going, I'm going to have to give up my Tavis Bahamias, yeah? And I'm Yisrael, Oiva, Vazi, Ella, I say for Gilo Arise. Tavis Yisrael only got involved in the Vodazor because there were other Tavis that needed a hit. So, okay. V'loi Yitochen Acheres, and it's not Shaykh, anything else, than this Animami. Kishem Shea Bais, Machriz al Abnoi, the same as the house declares the builder, Kachoyle, Machriz al Abayra, so too the world declares there's a creator. When a person is holding in that space, there are no doubts and there are no questions. Ula, yachad im zois. However, together with this, is hanhogas habayreli itim einenu mevinim. Together with the simuna that we all have, everybody in this room knows that God created the world and He's creating the world. We don't have a problem with that. But at the same time, there's certain things that God does that we just don't understand that impact on that belief. It's not just the us that are very have a weak seichel and they've got a very small grasp on reality that arouses these shailas. Gam Moshe Rabbeinu v'David HaMelech in the mishtamim l'neichach shailazu. You know, the fact that I don't really understand what God's doing, we say, well, okay, fine, we understand. So, like, you know, you what we call katnei seichel. Understand that we're rochuk. I mean, just from you look at what the generation looked like 20 years ago to what it looks like today. Understand what katnas our seichel is. But we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu and David HaMelech. The Malachi, by the way, had this kasher as well. Kaitzed Yitzchok and said tzadik v'ralo v'rosh v'teivlo. Moshe Rabbeinu was totally couldn't tolerate the fact there was a thing in the world tzadik v'ralo. Let's see, Rabbi Kiva was totally understanding. Rabbi Kiva had no problem understanding tzadik v'ralo. Because he lived in a world of tzaddik v'ra'lo, but Moshe Rabbeinu was a tzaddik v'toivlo. The whole mahus of the generation of Torah was tzaddik v'toivlo. The mahus of the generation of Mashiach is a generation of tzaddik v'ra'lo. So Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't grasp it, and David HaMelech couldn't grasp it. V'kach mevayim chazal es b'kashos al Moshe Rabbeinu aval shalom. Hodiyani nois darkecho. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, please show me your ways. Amal afon of Ribbono shel Olam. He said to him, Chazal explained, what did he mean? Please show me your ways. He said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono shel Olam, mipnei ma yesh tzadik v'toiv lo v'yesh tzadik v'ra lo. Yesh rosh v'toiv lo v'yesh rosh v'ra lo. This Gemara in Brochas, Ayin Sham, and that was Moshe Rabbeinu's question. Please explain to me, Hashem, the one thing I don't understand, what is this tzadik v'ra lo, rosh v'toiv lo business? Don't understand. Gam David HaMelech Aval Shom, v'sefer Tehillim, in Perek Ayin Gimel Mayad al Asmoy ki Kushya Zu has ires rucho ad kere kach shekimat notay roglov midach avoyres Hashem. It's impossible to say the Loshon, but it's written here, so I'm going to read it and translate it. This problem bothered David HaMelech so much kimat notay roglov midach avoyres Hashem, and nearly went off the derech, as we say today. David HaMelech was so bothered by this kasha that he nearly, and he says it mefurish, Vani kimat notoiv ragla kai shofchu ashurai, and then he threw away all my ashreikai, my praiseworthiness. Ki kanisi bohelelim shalom rishay mare, because I saw the peace of the rishay. I saw ki ein chartzoyves lemoisam ubara ilam. Ba'amol elu shaynemoi v'madem lo yigad yinogoi lechein and kosmoi gaiva yatev shit chamas lamoi tetzetzetzet. Go look at the old school translation of the, I don't know how to translate it properly, I'm not even going to try. But you see, David HaMelech is ordealing and battling here so much. With this, you see the Rishoyim, Shalom Rishoyim Are. I see the Shalom Rishoyim. I'm suffering and going through Gehenna day in and day out. When did David HaMelech have one moment of peace in his life? Of Nachas, of Simcha? I mean, if you go to David HaMelech, what did he suffer? And he was going nuts! Ad kere kach, that he says himself, I nearly went, I mean, I can't even say the losha. Tovin HaMelech miyached mizmo shalom b'seifet Tehillim l'shay lezu. He wrote a whole mizmo in Tehillim. That's a whole chapter of Tehillim, you understand? Of the 150 chapters in Tehillim, one whole chapter on this question. Gamba mekoymas noisifim b'seifet Tehillim shezoy l'shay lezu. If you go through Tehillim, you'll see it comes up all over the place. It's a theme flowing through Tehillim all the time. Understanding this, I don't understand. In Tzadik Beis, in Pasuk Zayin, it says, "Ish ba'er le'yoda achsil lo yovin ezoyz." We say on Shabbos morning, in the Pesukah de Zimra, a bear, a boar, a crude man doesn't know, and a fool can't understand this. When the Rishoyim sprout up and grow like grass, and we see the success of all those that are pale oven, those that are doing iniquities. So when I says the fool and the idiot can't understand when we see the sprouting and the success of the Rishoyim. I mean, today you have to just be half awake and not stupid. I don't mean stupid, S-T-U-P-I-D. I mean stupid, S-T-U-P-O-R-E-D. You know, like just completely unconscious, not to have a look around and just see the Rishoyim are just having a whale of a time, and Tzadikim are really having a rough time. Yeah? A Tzadik today just to feed his family is too much impossible. And the Rishoyim are, you know, 13 holiday homes.
Aren't there a lot of explanations?
There are millions of explanations for that, but we're trying to get the kasha clear first. Whatever the explanations were, Moshe Rabbeinu probably knew most of them, and we see that he wasn't satisfied with any of them, and neither was David HaMelech. They must have been satisfied to a point, because none of them went off the derech. Moshe Rabbeinu stayed Moshe Rabbeinu, and David HaMelech stayed David HaMelech. So they did have a way of reconciling them. We have to be clear that even if we don't have an answer, we still have to be clear with the Aimunah. We have to know that in the darkness that we live, even if it's pitch black, you still have to go for it. But as we said yesterday, it's not enough. It's not going to help you. You're going to get thrown off track completely if you really need to get a good grip and understand the sugya well. Otherwise, you will get thrown off. Because they think they're going to touch you closely. See, when it doesn't touch you closely, and you hear about the suffering and whatever going on in Pakistan, let's say, for example, so, okay, you know. Japan, yeah, it touches me for about 30 seconds during Shemoneh Esrei, and then it's gone, right? But when it touches you, mamash touches you, and you have to deal with an injustice situation where you don't understand what Hashem's doing here, and it's really hurting you personally, then you're really challenged. And if you don't have a grip on the sugya, you can go crazy from it. David HaMelech himself really, really struggled with this. Eov didn't have a problem with this. Don't say to Eov. Don't say to Eov. Lemaisa, the tshuva shel zu nitzyachet sefer shalom b'chav tav kisa kodesh v'hu sefer yov. Fine, okay, go over look ein sham. It's shtikel Tanakh. You have to learn Tanakh anyway. Every Jew has to know all of Tanakh. It's a minimum chiyuv d'oraisa. You have to know all the words in Tanakh. So Yov's one of it. So learn it. V'chav chesed v'Ramban v'akdamos el pirush yov. The Ramban in his akdamot pirush yov, which I've never learned. This is a big corner, it's a big foundation of understanding Torah. The whole of Sefer Eov coming to explain this sugya. We haven't got time for that, so we'll just do this quick, you know, three page, some of our version. As I said yesterday, this is just my Mekoma. Since this subject is a question that goes and is tied and touches the very roots of the creation, as in anything in Torah, if you want to understand one sugya, you have to go back and you have to understand a lot of sugyas around it and then bring them all together. Yeah? Since this sugya touches the very foundations and roots of creation, you're going to have to get a few backgrounds and understand a little bit of a some sugyas surrounding it, and it will tie it all up together in the end. Rabboseinu, asher ruach hakodesh hofia bebeis midrashim. Our rabbis, the Rebbeim, whose Bata Midrashim had Ruach HaKodesh flying around them. There's a rivet that attacks the Rambam on the basis of that the Shechina told them in the Beis Midrash that the Rambam was wrong. He says it. The Galilana Ruach HaKodesh Shezeh Lo HaAlocha. That's our Loshim in the rivet. He brings a raya from... What about Lo B'Shamayim or whatever? That's what the Rabbah says. He asked, this is not true, why not? Because it was Galatas in the Beis Midrash from the Shechina, Loshon Ruach HaKodesh he uses there, that's not the halacha. But the Midrash Mamash was showing it with Ruach HaKodesh. By the way, so is ours. I want to tell you now, Eino Kosh Bochu Nimtza Ele B'Dadad El Shal Halacha. The only place you can find a Kosh Bochu is in the Beis Midrash today. Which means that's where he is. You just have to open your eyes. But there's a Kedusha in the Beis Midrash that you don't find anywhere else. It has to be that way. Every Beis Midrash has a Kedusha. So you have to just open your eyes. Anyway, Gilolani ki tchilas mitziyosa shel olameinu agashmi, that the beginning of the reality of our physical world, kiyuma ubriyosa nasa bo'efen shel heder, klaima, it means to say, mahusa olam hi haloma shel or Hashem ha'ein soifi. The world we live in is a world called hiddenness. Yeah, the world started with the light of the Or Ein Sof being hidden away. In other words, in order for you and me to exist, there has to be some way of Hashem removing himself from the world. Yeah, we can't understand how that works. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would shine his light into this room, you and I would cease to exist. It would just be the infinite. Okay, I'm going to stop there. Hachonas for Mincha. Mincha starts here at 1 o'clock with you. So I'm going to stop 5 minutes early. So tomorrow, Mr. Shem, I'll continue.